Welcome to ROI, a Lead, Learn, Change podcast feature highlighting reflections, observations, and stories from which I have learned some valuable lessons. I am your host, David Reynolds, welcoming you to a short episode format that will punctuate our regular guest installments. I invite you to listen, consider your own experiences, and generate ideas to continue making a difference where you live, work, and serve. So the other day, I drove past a metal recycling center. The place has potential, but it's quite an eyesore. At first glance, there appears to be no rhyme or reason at all to the mess, and I'm sure that passersby, and especially the homeowners and proprietors in the area, are happy that a fence has been erected around the property, a fence that somewhat minimizes the view of what most people would likely call a junkyard. On my return trip, when I slowed down a bit and took a closer look, I realized there was actually some organization to those piles of rusted and soon-to-be-rusted discards. It looked like most of the heap's contents were unrecognizable, but others were, in fact, easily identifiable and seemed to be maybe clustered by category. One or two items jumped out in particular. For example, in the appliance section, I noticed a washing machine had no visible dents, and it looked like it could have been on the floor of a department store for sale. I saw clothes dryers, lawnmowers, pressure washers, oven racks, and even televisions that were also strewn about in the same general area. During my childhood, I would have never believed that people would throw TVs into the garbage as easily as they would a wadded up piece of paper, but that's another story. Back to the junk piles, there was a very large, big-ticket item there. It could not be missed. It was a car. A shiny, charcoal-gray, late-model car. Not a wrecked car, mind you, not a car smashed into a sheet metal pancake. It seemed nearly new, almost like it could just be driven right off the top of the dumpster into which it had been dropped. Of course, nobody simply throws away a fully functioning automobile. Whatever repairs were needed to address this car's invisible problems were apparently too costly, and the previous owner ended up selling it, and I'm guessing it was likely for less than pennies on the dollar. Yet one day, not too long ago, somebody had paid good money for that car, brand new, and they were almost certainly very happy with their purchase. New car smell, new sound system, modern bells and whistles, GPS, Bluetooth technology, maybe even heated seats or customizable, colorful interior lighting options, a brand new warranty. That was then, when it was new. What about today? Rubbish. Scrap metal. It's on the list to be stripped of its seats, tires, and any other useful components or parts that might generate a few bucks. It's destined to be melted, crushed, recycled, buried. It's a car. Despite its capacity to do certain things, primarily getting someone from point A to point B, and many people would argue, and back again, it's not going to produce true joy or infuse a relationship with meaning. It can't. It's a car. It's just a thing, and things come and things go. But connections with others, creating meaningful work and making a difference, these have long-lasting impacts. So that makes me wonder, how am I viewing things in my life, in my family, in my work? Am I counting on things to make me a better teacher, husband, dad, or professional? What if the things were gone? As my colleague and educational philosopher Will Esters says, just give me a stick and some dirt and I can teach. Is that me? Is that you? If my mobile phone were gone, could I still make connections with others? If my computer were stolen, could I still write, communicate? It's tempting to say, absolutely, of course I could. Is it true for me? I hope so. What do I need to do to make it so? To make it certain? The answer to that question will point me in a direction that will increase the impact of my contribution to those in my realm of influence. Sure, technology, whether it's a pencil or a laptop, or the cloud, can make things faster, more efficient, and in many instances more accurate, but more meaningful? Does the meaning come from the technology, from the tool, from the thing, or does it come from the person, the thinking, the heart, from hopes and dreams? The late Dr. Allie McGill, who was an educator, a leader, a mom, a wife, and a grandmother, and my friend and mentor, always, and I mean always, emphasized the importance of building relationships and bridges. The best tools for both? Connections, creativity, and vision. Not things. Thinking, acting, interacting, and believing the best is yet to come and that we can help usher in the changes to make it so. That's the kind of wise counsel and guidance from someone who influenced so many people during her life. So our challenge is this: make things better. Reflect on the people who have had the biggest impact in your life. At the core, wasn't it the relationship that made the greatest difference? Observe your current situation. Who is around you that you could influence, or that might influence you, or perhaps it's a win-win with both of you learning from the other? Consider the impact you could have if all of your relationships are built around serving, leading, learning, and making change for the benefit of others. Things are just that. Things. People. Family. Friends. Students. Colleagues. Others. People. Relationships. These lead to meaningful work and change that matters. Find the others. Invest in the others. Make a difference. It's from this type of investment that you get the greatest return. ROI. Reflect. Observe. Influence. Past. Present. Future. Look back. Look around. Look ahead. Lead. Learn. Change. Remember, you can't change the past, but if you don't invest in the present, you won't impact the future. Thanks for listening to this ROI episode. Please subscribe to Lead, Learn, Change and tell others about the podcast. Email me at leadlearnchange@icloud.com or reach out on LinkedIn at David W. Reynolds. I encourage you to share an idea or a story of your own. Until next time, reflect, observe, influence, ROI.